Noah.
Hi.
Let's get futuristic. So one of the things that is big and becoming bigger, it doesn't seem to be going away. It's not a fad as it was 20 years ago and 30 years ago and however many times it's popped up. Moving beyond the screen, moving beyond just two dimensions. No matter how big the screen is, it's still just a screen. But now we've got 3D. Now we've got AR. Now we've got VR. And we've had some decent attempts from Google, from Microsoft. A few companies have given us interesting uses of our smartphones. But we need a new paradigm of design to make a user interface for a 3D VR AR model versus a 2D model. What do you see as some of the biggest differences?
I think when you look at, you know, what Facebook would do is doing with the virtual reality, you know, and Google was doing with their Cardboard and Microsoft with HoloLens. I think one is going to offer a new set of challenges for designers. But I think the biggest opportunity for us is that it's going to usher in a new age of just really immersive experiences that we've never seen before. And I think that's a huge opportunity for, you know, for developers, for designers, for business people. And I think there's just going to be just so many just immersive and just rich experiences that, you know, a lot of people really haven't seen before.
Andy Germany and a few others in the chat room are picking up on things that we've said on the Twit TV network, which is the technology is interesting. It's very interesting. In fact, it's much better than what I remember from my childhood. My first virtual reality experience was with, do you remember the, or maybe you won't, the Virtual Boy. It was a Nintendo product that was supposed to be 3D, and all it did was give people headaches and seizures. It was fantastic.
Right.
It was
the red and blue, that's right, yeah.
Red and blue. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're also pointing out, like Andy Germany and Web4413 are pointing out, that we're kind of in the nascent stage. This is the Palm Pilot to the smartphone. You know, we don't have quite the resolution that we need to have the full 360 immersive experience. Even something like Microsoft's HoloLens, which I really like. I love that approach. This idea of AR is so much more appealing to me than VR. But you've got tiny little slits of displays, and they've done a good job of making sure that the AR sticks to real-world objects. Mm-hmm. But until I don't have to worry about having a clunky set of glasses on or a big power pack strapped to my waist, it's not there yet.
Yes, you're right.
What do we need out of a user interface? Because even the ones that I've played with, it's still the whole idea of there's a screen here. Uh-huh. I part of me thinks that the proper paradigm is not to think of screens anymore, because we're no longer limited by a physical object. What would be your take?
You know, I think there's certain industries where that's going to be really applicable, right? Like education, like gaming. I think those industries can really benefit a lot from some of these 3D things. Even manufacturing, really, I think manufacturing definitely, I think, is a good industry for that. But I think when it comes to the software side of things and productivity, I think it's going to be really interesting. You know, I saw some of the demos from Microsoft on the HoloLens, and when I see kind of what people are doing with it, it's actually really fascinating, you know, and some of this stuff is so new that, you know, I'm still, you know, personally, I'm still trying to kind of wrap my head around kind of what all the possibilities are.